of MS 90.
Mishnah steht in Atme Male that Shmeres Yovom Shekidesh Ochi Vesachoyso. And you have a Yovomo and Kidesh Ochi Vesachoyso. Zog the Gemara for Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseiro. Oymerim loy hamtein ad shiyas ochi chomayse. That even though you're Mekadesh the sister, the Yisuf on Achoyis Kukosoi, the zika is loy poka. Oymim loy hamtein ad shiyas ochi chomayse. And the Gemara says if the brother dies, so moiti is ishtoi beget, ves eishes ochi bechalitza. As Mevur in the Gemara, Libet Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, and if you have a Yevama and you married a sister, you're not allowed to stay with a sister. And the Gemara in the Rishonim HaMevar, that Leman the Omar Yezike, even the Lemaisi, you mekadesh the sister and the Kiddushin HaToifas and the sister, Afilu Ochi, you're not allowed to stay with the wife that you are mekadesh. You're not allowed to stay with the wife that you are Mekadesh. And b'meile, you have to wait till your brother will do Yibum. And if your brother doesn't do Yibum, Moitius Ishtei Begetle, Zeshizochi Bechalitza. And the Rishonim and the Achroinim, all of them ask the same Shaila. Why? If the Kiddushin HaToifes, so the second wife becomes my wife, so the Yevama becomes the Erva. If the Yevama becomes the Erva, so the Yevama is out. And the Mishnah state Mishnah say, first I have to wait. I'm not allowed to marry my wife. I, the Yevama, became an Erve. No, it's not enough. My brother does Chalitza v'Yibum, it's okay. But if not, I'm Mlei Hamte. Why? Lechura, after I married the kid, my sister, so the Yevama became an Erve. So why she needs Chalitza? And why I have to wait? So we saw yesterday the Mahalach of Teisvitz. As the Mahalach of Teisvitz is, as Midrabolo. It's mit der Rabbanan, it's not mit der Reis. Einer Chana mit Teisus, it's the first Malach of Teisus, mit der Reis, when you did a Kiddushin, beetzem, poka la zike, because the Yevama became a Erve, so poka la zike. So mit der Reis, it's like a poka la zike. No, mit der Rabbanan, einer mit der Hamtein, it's nire ke noise achois kukosoi. So is it der Rabbanan. Aber mit der Reis, it's like in the middle that you made Kiddushin, it's poka la zike. This was one way in Teisus. The Ramban by yours says Twitterutzi. The Yisoid is one of Twitterutzi. Like the Ramban, and more from that, like the Ramban. And if it's not Mafkia, so why the Nisuim is Yom Mafkia? The Kashim, Mabin Nisuim le Kedushim? Keshem she Nisuim Mafkim, Kacha Kedushim Yafkiu. So the Ramban, the first teretz, V'yeshloimar, Le Divrei Ha'oimer Yesh Zike, שתיים כמקודושס אצלו. אבל הנשואו, אם הפקעס הזיקה הדינו, לפי שזו אשתו גמורו אצלו בבייס, ואיך תיכונס עלו זו, ותויצי מבייסי מיודו. זוג ברמבן, זה מהר אחרי זה, כידו קידושי, זה קידושי נטויפס. אבל איך תויצי זו, שתיים מקודושס אצלו. Both of them are married to him, both of them are אשתו. מה שאין כן, if one of them is a נשואו, the Nesua is starker. The Ramban doesn't explain, you know, what is the Lomdus. The Rashba, when the Rashba brings down the Ramban, the Rashba writes down the Lashon of the Ramban as a. V'yeshloima, ledivra ha'imer yezike, harei kemekudeshes etzloi. Ukshekidesh achoiso, ha'ech toitzi mekudeshes lemekudeshes. Yes, Zika, so the first one is Mekudeshes. Now he's Mekadesh, the second one. Eich toitzi Mekudeshes le Mekudeshes. The Mayul me de Basraise Mikamaise. What is the better, the second one from the first one? Aval Nesuo, she keknuso etzloi, eine bedin she toitzi Mekudeshes le Zumi Beisa. Somewhat the smaller. Yes, Zika, kilo, the Yevom is a skuka, kilo, she's married. I was Mekadesh, the second one. So both of them stay married. Both of them are just both of them stay married. No vos. Ain't a bedin she toitzi mekudeshes le mekudeshes. Aber it's toifes. Zog the Ramban. But if you make a nisuin, so then the second one becomes stronger. She's mamish married. So fakat. The stronger one wins the weaker one. I mean, it's clear that in the first one he holds that it's chal. If it's not chal, so how then nisuin will catch? He doesn't say mechateis the kiddushin or bichal. The kiddushin achal. And both of them become my wife. And just, it can't win. Echtoitzi mekudeshes, the Rashba is masked. Ken kosam Ramban. Echtoitzi mekudeshes le mekudeshes. Mayul mebasraisa mikamaisa. Aval imi nesua etzlo yarei knusu babayis. And if she's knusu babayis, so she's mighty the first one. So, lechur et mame sisra teire. Aber before the sisra teire, in the first teretz in the Ramban. Aber the tzura sadvorim in the Ramban. So the Ramban is going to the Omar Yesh Zike. So the Rishoyno is Keilu Nesua Etzloi. Keilu Mekudeshes. And the second one is also Mekudeshes. Echtoitzi Mekudeshes Le Mekudeshes. But if it's a Nesuim, the Nesuim is Sharka. Ma She'enken Leman the Omar Ein Zike. So then the second one makes it, when you make the Kiddushin, she becomes my wife. So the first one becomes the Erba and she becomes out. Yeah, it's a modern Zach because Yesh Zika, the Ramban says in the Chof Zayin and Chof Ches, it's the Rabbanon, the Isur Kroivis. But the Ramban means that even if the Isur Kroivis is the Rabbanon, but the man the Omar Yesh Zika, Weisslich, the Zika is the Ishus, the Isur Kroivis is the Rabbanon. But it's like a Ishus. So we look at the first one like Mekudeshes, Veloitoitzi Mekudeshes le Mekudeshes, Mashenke Nesuim, Imre Babayis, the Mandomar Ein Zike, so that's so schwach, so the man of the second one, the same thing we say in the Suim, that when the second one is stronger, she wins over the first one, the Mandomar Ein Zike, the Zike is so weak, so the man of the second one wins, and Toitzi Mekudeshes Leskuka. So this is the Ramban's Teretz. What is that one? So the first Teretz of the Ramban is Mikol Mokoyim, the Kiddushin are Toifes. So, but midayraisa, she stays as kuka. Like the tesis chan mikamoisas nafchavor, leman the Omar Yezike, both of them are mekudoshes, and the chalitza that the first one needs is chalitza dayraisa, which stayed in the Mishneh, and that mendalet, meis ochiv, yoitzis ishtri beget meis ochiv bechalitza is dayraisa, because echt toitzi mekudeshes le mekudeshes. Vashengev is a nesuim, so it becomes so strong in the twins. This is the first mahalach of the Ramban. Needs a shtickle hesper. The Ramban later says, maybe not. Maybe not as a gishmak. Zok the Ramban. Miu yeshloima. Zok the Rabbisal Andosh. The Leman the Omar yesh zike, miktsas kinyon sheyeshloi bominatoiro, poigim olav kiddushi achoiso. Forget. You know why the second kiddushin don't break the first kiddushin? Val yesh zike, so when the second kiddushin come to the world, they come off of a schwachte gematzef. It can't chal in ganzen. She's not available in ganzen because she's a shtickel elbow already. So the kiddushin are schwache kiddushin. While they're schwache kiddushin, they can't be mafkia the zikah. B'meile hu adin nesuim. Because if it's a schwache kiddushin, then nesuim also stay schwach because they can't become full. Miu yishloima. Telemandomar yezike miktas kinyan sheyesh lo b'minatoiro poigim olav kiddushi achoiso ben kiddushi gmurim ben kiddushi maimar ve'afilu kodam venoso v'she'en v'lo'olum lemitche elo mishum kiddushi v'nesuim v'koyinim zike v'yesh latam azeh ponim. So this is a shtickle more fashteit. So now, the first shot, both kiddushi nachal v'loitoitzi mekudeshes lemekudeshes. It's chal midoi reise. And Yenem stays a skuka mit der Reise, she needs chalitza. Because the Erwe can't be misalikit. What? Can't hear. Second Teretz, he explains that the Kiddushin are not chal mit der Reise. And the first one he says, for sure it's chal. No, even that it's chal, it's not mafkia the first one. Second one is saying a bigger chidush. Val yesh zike der Reise? The second one is taken not chal im ganzen. It's chal pogumtzach. It's chal in a halbe. The man he says that even the Nesuim doesn't make a difference what you build on it. If in the first Peshat, it's Chal and Gansen. And if you build up the second one strong, it will take out the first one. Because both of them have a Mokim. Samot Nezach, how you could have an Erev, Abba Azaydas. Both of them have a Mokim to be Chal, no one could win each other. If one of them becomes a Nesua, she just pushes out the other one. Inam Izok the Ramban Ney. The first one stops the second one to be Chal and Gansen. It's Chal Boif and Pogum. This is the reason it's not Mafkiya the Zikr. Weil it's Chal Boif and Pogum. Then the Ramban finishes, Oid Yishloimar, Einach and Nami, it's Mafkiya and Gansen. Oid Yishloimar, it's Mafkiya and Gansen. And the reason you're not allowed to marry the sister, it's only with the Rabbonon, Gzei Roshemo Yivol Beloi Kiddushin. Avad, if you do Kiddushin, so the second one becomes the wife, the first one is out. She's a Erve, but maybe you could stay with the second one. But with the Rabbonon, they don't let you to do this Kiddushin, the Gazrin and Shema Yiknes Beloi Kiddushin Acherim. The Rabbonon. Taisa said, Niras, I'm not Gzeira the Rabbonon. That even that after Kiddushin, Be'etzim, the Yavama is out, and you're allowed to stay with your wife, but if they don't let you to do that, says, Achshash, you'll do a Biestam to the sister on a Maisa Kiddushin. What? First, now, the so, long again, we have the Shita Saramban, the last Torah. It's okay, it's time to get the Rabbanon. Taki the Ramban has a tzad, that is whole shtickle Torah. When Weiss says in the Ramban that this shtickle was a big Kiddushin, and that's a claw in it. First, he says, both Kiddushin Achal, they can't win each other. Second, Torah, he says, no, the Zikah stops the Kiddushin and makes it Pogu, and makes it Shvach, and Bemele, the second Kiddushin cannot be Mafkiya, the first Kiddushin. Zogt Reb Baruch Ber, we'll start with the second pshat of the Ramban. I think the first pshat needs more avone, more pshat in Sisra Teira. Two of them are mekudoshes, and they can't win each other. Second one says, it's also chal midei raise, but it's chal with a hole. It's chal pogu. It's chal with a hole. It's chal with a hole. Zogt Reb Baruch Ber, poshet pshat. I mean, it's pogu. Yeah, onish. About it, it's chal. If someone will, a person is Mekadosh Achoiso. Why it's not Mafkiya the first one? Because already this is Skuko, so the Kedushin Achal Pogu. I want to ask you, it's Chal Pogu. If someone else will do a being out of this lady, he's Chayim Mitzad Eishes Ish. He's Chayim Mitzad Eishes Ish. It's Chayim Eishes Ish. I mean, it's Chal Pogu. 99% Eishes Ish, what is it? It's a new chutz. It's a new shir. It's Chal Pogu. What's it Pshat? It's Chal Pogu. What is the avonah? It doesn't make sense. It's chal pogum. Zog Reb Baruch Ber azay. Starting with the first avonah for Reb Baruch Ber. We know why arayas be'etzem are a stirat zika. Because we know we have oleo. We have a drosh and yivomes that the erve is a stirat liyibu. So the Ramban had a problem. If the Kiddushin HaTayf is in the second one, so she becomes the Erve, the first one. If she becomes the Erve, let her to go out. And Erve is Mafkiya Yibu. We have a klal. Erve is Mafkiya Yibu. Oleh. Erve is Mafkiya Yibu. Of them enter the Ramban, but she's not the original Erve. She's the Erve with a minus. Because she has a Pesaknech. The first one was already there. Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't say that this pattern. We know a full Erve patterns. A one that has a little bit begun, lo imotzana, that she patterns the Torah. Ein lecha bay, ein lecha chidushoi. If we say no, she's not a mamish eishasish, I mean, she's chayev misa, she's genuga eishasish, why she can't patter the Torah? But the Torah says, oleo shtei, that an Erve patterns the Torah. So the Ramban, this Erve is a little bit different from every Erve. Her kiddushin apogum. Why her kiddushin apogum? Because Mishas, the Kiddushin, already the Zikr was there, so it was stopping it from being Lichal in Gansen. It was not Chal in Gansen. So that was stopping it to be Chal in Gansen, and it was not Chal in Gansen. So if it was not Chal in Gansen, the Mele, Azar Erve cannot be a Stirat Zayibu. Adkan, Avonas Reb Baruch Ber in the Ramban. Zog Reb Baruch Ber, if this is MS, we could go a step weiter. Let me make this together. It's a Gemara in Daf Ayin Pes. The Gemara says, it's a Mishnah, that Ptzu Adako לפי רב עקיבא, we know, חי ולאווים, לדידן, דו חליצה, don't do איבום. לפי רב עקיבא, חי ולאווים, הפוטר מאיבום וחליצה. חי ולאווים, לפי רב עקיבא, is ממש like a rayas bayos. The Mishnah in Tess says that the Ptsua Dako, the husband is a Ptsua Dako, and the Yavama falls leibum, she needs Chalitza lefi Rabbi Akiva. Bia is a Isul, Yavo Ptsua Dako bikal Hashem. But you need a Chalitza. Frag the Gbor lefi Rabbi Akiva chai velavim apotu meibum ve Chalitza. Zog the Gemara, the Mishnah is talking in a case, Nofal ve'achar kach Nifza. First she became a Yavama and he was a normal person. She was a Yavama. And then he became a Ptsua Dako. He got a Makar and he became a Ptsua Dako. So, B'chai Gavne, even if you're Rabbi Akiva, you need Chalitza. Again, so what is the case of the Gemara Omar Rabbe, Shenofal ve'achar kach Nifza? A person had a Yavama and he became a Ptsua Dako. He became a Ptsua Dako. Omar Le'abaye, so what if he became a Ptsua Dako? He became a Erve. Lefi Rabbi Akiva, chai ve'lavim is a Erve. We learned in our Mishnah, the Gemara brings down the Mishnah, that Rabban Gamliel, Tamtin ad she'tagdil, Rabban Gamliel says, you wait till your wife becomes a Gdoilo, and then you marry her, and the male of your wife, and the male of the Yavama becomes a Erve, and teitzal ezum, shumach ha'isisha. Shtein ad ve'erve le'achar nefile, bayos. State in Rabban Gamliel that if you marry to a lady and the sister falls leibum, so you wait till she tagdil. So Rabban Gamliel, man d'amar in zike, you stay with your wife, and b'meila when your wife she becomes a gdola, she's your wife, and the yavama is bottle. So the same thing lefi Rabbi Akiva, nofal v'achar kach nifza, ein echenami, now he became a erve. So why are you telling me that you need chalitza? We know that if a yavama becomes a erve le'achar nefile. State in Rabban Gamliel that Rabban Gamliel we saw in Amud Aleph. Zog Rabban Gamliel, im miyano miyano, v'im lav miyano, tamtin ad she'tagdil, v'teitze al ezum mishumach esisha. So state klor that if you marry the sister and she becomes your wife, the first one is yotze. As I state Rabban Gamliel. So melech frag di gemore, if Rabban Gamliel holds that if you married a sister and she became your wife, the Yavama is potul. So lefi Rabbi Akiva, the zel bezach. If she became a Ptsua Dako, she has to be potul meibum. That's the Gemara's kash. B'meila the Gemara's choizer that chai v'lavim lefi Rabbi Akiva is a erve, but Ptsua Dako is not. Only chai v'lavim de she'er. Zach that a technical chai v'lavim, of them Rabbi Akiva never said that it's like a erve. But what is Mevur in the Gemara? Mevur is in the Gemara that the Erve le'achar nefile has to pater the Isha. Dahainu, even if she was a normal Yavama, if she became an Erve le'achar nefile, she has to become potu. As I say, if she became an Erve le'achar nefile, she has to become potu. And the Gemara bring a raya from Rabban Gamliel. And if you marry the sister, and then your wife becomes Gdoila, and if the Yavama falls the Yibum, Tantin ad she'tagdil v'teitzah lezum mishumach esisha. Fregen ala rishonim. What is the Gemara's kasha? Rabban Gamliel holds that you're allowed to marry the sister, and then the Yavama goes out mitzad ha'chisisha. Aber Rabbi Yudah ben Beseire holds in our sugya, oimim lo tantin. He's not allowed to marry the sister. Rabbi Yudah ben Beseire Bayos says that you're not allowed to take the sister. So what is the Gemara's kasha? Lefi Rabbi Akiva, why Rabbi Akiva says you need chalitza? If she became an erve le'achar nefile, she's potu meibum v'chalitza. As I stated in Rabban Gamliel, you're right. As I stated in Rabban Gamliel, but in Rabbi Yudah ben Beseira that holds yes zikah state, or even b'mulei tamtin, state that doesn't help to marry the sister. State in our sugya that even if you marry the sister and she became an erve le'achar nefile, the yavama is also to you. State that the Yavama is also to you. So state in our sugya that if the Yavama became an erve le'achar nefile, it's also. Oimrim le'tamtin. Oimrim le'tamtin. So if we tell him to wait, Alibin Rabbi Akiva. So he has to wait, Alibin Rabbi Yudah ben Beseira. So Rabbi Yudah ben Beseira holds that even if you marry the sister, The Yevama was the Erve. Erve la'achar nefile is the Isur from Yezike, and it's Osur. So if it's Osur, Ali ben Rabban Gamliel, Ali ben Rabbi Meseire, so what is the Gemara's Kasha? You're right, Rabban Gamliel says, Oimer le'tamtin, till the sister becomes bigger, and then taketetza alezum mishumach yisisho, Erve la'achar nefile patters. But Rabbi Meseire in our suge state, that Erve la'achar nefile doesn't patter. אז איפה רגע נרישיין? What? עשו, אני נדחה ליצה. שתי עשו, אני נדחה ליצה. זה מבוא הקלוד, אני נדחה ליצה, זה משנה. את ממה? שתי דני משנה, אני נדחה ליצה. זה שתי דני משנה, אני נדחה ליצה. זרק רבורך בער, אבל לפי הוא ביסן נער ברמבן, צריך מיושב לאחלי. Why? The Ramban learns that the Erve le'achar nefile patters the tzor. I, why Rab Yudah ben Beseire holds that if I marry the sister, Oivim le'tamtin, because the Ramban explained in the second Hezbel, because the Kiddushin were not Chal and Gamsen, because there were Kiddushin Pgumim. But Rab Tzuodako is a Metzir, then he's a Tzuodako. What state in the Ramban? State in the Ramban that if you have an Erve le'achar nefile, she patters the tzor. Ha'erve le'achar nefile patters the tzoro. Why here the erve doesn't patter the tzoro? Zog the Ramban, because the kiddushin were kiddushin pgumim. It didn't start. It started 99%. Aber if a Yovam became a p'tzuodako, he doesn't ask no one. It's a fact. He's a p'tzuodako. If he's an erve, he patters the tzoro. Man, what is the whole kasha? How the Gemara brings a raya from the man, the Omar, that holds that the Achois Isha patters the Yevomo, if she becomes the Erve Le'achar Nefile, she's Patur, but Rabbi Yudah ben Beseir said that she's not Patur. The Tanya's Rabbi Yudah ben Beseir only said that the Kiddushin are not Nafkhal, because it's a Kiddushin Pgumim. But Lu Yitzur, it's not Megiat the Kiddushin. Lu Yitzur is a Metzias of a Ptzur Dako. If it's a Metzias of a Ptzur Dako, so he becomes the Erve, she manages to Mafkia. So this is Rebbe Ber's Hezber in the second Teretz of the Ramban. So, let me get into Hamelech. So the second Teretz of the Ramban, Rebbe Ber says, Be'etzem one Yesod. The Yesod of Rebbe Ber is that Be'etzem Erve Le'achar Nefile Patters the Tzor. And if you marry the sister, so the man of the Yevama becomes another Tzor. She patters herself. So Be'etzem, if you marry the sister, so the Yevama becomes the Erve, and Be'etzem she has to be Patur. So we're going back to our Gemara. Shemeres Yavam Shemeso. Shemeres Yavam Shekidesh Ochi Vesachoiso. Oimrim Lehamten, why he has to wait? The reason is Poshet, why he has to wait. The reason he has to wait is, Ay, she's a Erve. Frek the Rishonim. Now I married a sister, the Kiddushin HaToifes. The Yavam is a Erve. So if the Yavam is a Erve, the Zika is Poka. So why I have to wait? The Teretz is, Zog the Ramban. Dvar, the first one is Mekudeshes. So the second one's Kiddushin is not Chal and Gansen. B'mele, she's not a full Erve. If she's not a full Erve, B'mele, she doesn't patter the Tzor. If she's not a full Erve, B'mele, she doesn't patter the Tzor. Because it's Kiddushin Pgumi. Why it's Kiddushin Pgumi? B'mele, she can't patter the Tzor. Or B'lu Yitzur, you will have an Erve Gemura. What is the case of an Erve Gemura? Lu Yitzur will be a Ptzur Daka. The Ramban holds that an Erve Le'achar Nefile patters the Tzor. So, let me get me them, no chatrop. So, lefi Rebbe Ber, kum teis hazeh. Someone will ask us, a Yevama that became an Erve le'achar nefile, patters the tzor or doesn't patter the tzor? A Yevama that became an Erve le'achar nefile, patters the tzor or doesn't patter the tzor? The Teretz is, a Yevama that became an Erve le'achar, I'm sorry, not the tzor. A Yevama that became an Erve le'achar nefile is potu mi'ibu mechalitza. So, the drosha evoleo, we have a drosha evoleo, that a Yevama that is an Erve Pturu Mehibu Mechalitze. This drosha evoleo, that is Pturu Mehibu Mechalitze, is a drosha not only B'Shas Nefile, it's a drosha even Achar Nefile. If you become an Erve, you Pturu Mehibu Mechalitze. If you become an Erve, you Pturu Mehibu Mechalitze. That's it, the drosha. Aye, we have a Mefurish in Mishneh that it doesn't. Oimim Lehamtem. The Teretz is, because here, the Kiddushin are not Toifas in Gantz. And Be'etzim, Rebbe Ber times that's kemat ha'ofen the Gemara in Tavches, the Gemara says in Tavches, that the case of Oleo is, Noso Chai, Noso Meis Vemeis, Ve'achar Kach Noso Chai. So the drosha of Oleo, is not only b'shas nefila, is even le'achar nefila. Just in our sugya, val de kiddushin la kiddushin b'gumim, b'meile, it's not an erve to pato de tzoro. Aber p'tzuo dako, aval is an erve to pato de tzoro. This is the first aspect. Zog de velt, the next step. Aber hal tzachayin gut. Zog de velt azay. This is only in the second mahalach in the Ramban. But in the first mahalach of the Ramban, if we learn below this, we have to learn pum fakert. Baherzach ein gut. In the first teretz of the Ramban, we have to say pum fakert. That the erve le'acher mefile doesn't pater the tzora. And I want to explain. The Ramban says in the first teretz, we don't know why, about both kiddush and achal. Ma'ul mehay kiddushin mehay kiddushin. So both of them achal. Eina bedin shetoytzi mekudeshes lemekudeshes. Frekter Baruch Berazay. So both kiddushin achal. So I want to ask you a shayla now. So the second wife is his wife. So the yevama is the erva, the yevama is not the erva. If the yevama is the erva, is exeres akosuf unoleo, that she's patur meibum vechalitza. What is the shayla to say? Ein al bedin shetoytzi mekudeshes lemekudeshes. What is the shaykhs? Ein al bedin shetoytzi mekudeshes lemekudeshes. Forget about it. Yom bedin, nish bedin. Both of them are my wives. Yeah. Is a gzera sakosufun oleo that if the yevoma is the erva, she's patur meibum vechalitza? So after the second one is my wife, the first one is the erva. Is a gzera sakosuf that I don't need to do yibum? So what is the teretz of the Ramban? Chutz on the Sisra Teire, that both of that two arayas, you could have a chetimtze, that both of them kilo married to you. But the second one is married to me for sure. So the first one, if I will do a B and now to the first one, I'm oiber an achos isho, about it. Right? About it. The kiddushin of the second one is toifes. So if the person will go and do a B to the first one, he's oiber an achos isho, about it, he's oiber an achos isho. So she's the erva, she's not the erva. She's the erva. If she's the erva, Sarah is a part of Ibn Bechalitz. Shteg zira sekos, if you know leo. Muzayim zog Rebbe Uchber, that the first teretz of the Ramban will hold, that the erve le'achar mefile doesn't patter. Oleo was only said b'shas mefile. Yevomo yovo yoleo. If b'shas mefile she's a erve, she's part of Ibn Bechalitz. If b'shas mefile she's not a erve, she's not part of Ibn Bechalitz. And this is the reason, the etzem, that the Gemara had such a hava mina, and that I test before the terrors of the Gemara. And if someone nofal b'achar kach nifza, is no ptur, oleo is only b'shas nefile. This is the first anoche, and we have to say. But oleo is only b'shas nefile. Le'achar nefile take, is no ptur. Le'achar nefile take, is no ptur. The ptur is only b'shas nefile. Let me get invited. If the oleo is only a ptur b'shas nefile, and after the nefila, you don't have a ptur. It has to be like that, because if the ptur is even le'achar nefila, so even what mean eloi toitzi mekudeshes and mekudeshes. But after the second one became a mekudeshes, the first one became a erva. If she became a erva, she has to be patur and gantz. So oleo is only b'shas nefila. Say, zog the Baruch Ber, let me gain vayta. So oleo is only b'shas nefila. No, zog the Gemara. But if you made a nesuim, so then the second one is so strong and it wins the first one. But you told me Oleo is only b'shas nefile. Oleo is not after nefile. So what are you telling me? But if you made a nisuim, the second one is so strong. She could be strong with Mogna, but you told me that the gzeres hakosuf on Oleo is only b'shas nefile. If the gzeres hakosuf on Oleo is only b'shas nefile, so how it will pater? How it will pater the other one? What? If the ptur of Oleo is only b'shas nefile, so this is the reason we said if both of them are mekudeshes and they can win, so even the lemaisa, the second one is my wife, she can win the first one and she can't be moitiyah because the elva only patters b'shas nefile. Elva le'achar nefile doesn't patter. As a wife, she becomes a nesua, she is mafkia. Wife, she becomes a nesua, she is mafkia. The Talmud says there's another reason to be mafkia zika, not because Oleo. A erve is a stira to zika. Like Rashi's shita is, that if a person is married to a wife, and she becomes the Erve, we said the issue is Poka. An Erve is a steer. This is the essence of the kasha when we started. Why you need a Leo? Typically, the Erve is a steer. We said if Esam is a relationship, she has Bekoras, so then everything would be Ishtari, but be a Soinoi. An Erve is a steer to Yibum, an Erve is a steer to Zika, as they beshit as Rashi. That an Erve is a steer to Zika, an Erve is a steer to Kiddushin, an Erve is a steer to marriage, because you can't have a Shaykhus to an Erve. Rashi holds that even an Ishas Ish, that is married to her husband, Soito. Lu Yitzir, she becomes the Erve al Bailo. Lu Yitzir, Soito becomes the Erve al Bailo. The Ishus will be Paka. Lu Yitzir, Soito becomes the Erve al Bailo. The Ishus will be Paka. Because the Erve is a steer. So why when she becomes an Isua, the Zika falls off? Not because the Droshe Valer. Because Velokachas. Because you have to marry her, and you can't have a Zika. This is Poshu the Tzua Sadvor. So, Be'etzim Erve Leitzichikro. Nochamo, we have enough minutes. Be'ishtare, it doesn't make a difference. Nochamo, the first Teretz holds that the Pture Valer passed even Le'achar Nefile. Now, why the Pture Valer doesn't apply here? Because it's a shvache, it's pogum. It can't pattern. This, nochamo, Erve Alein Tzichikro is Tirutzim if you need a drosh sonat. But now the shayla, the ptur of aleo, we have a ptur in the Torah, goes le'achar nefila or not? The second Teretz holds, erve le'achar nefila has a ptur. And the reason it's no ptur here, because it's a pgam. Mashayenka, we said, ptur adak ole moshul, avada kut patur le'achar nefila. The first Teretz has to learn not like that, if we're thinking below this. Because if the kiddushin is chal, it's my wife. And if erve le'achar nefila kut patur, she's my wife. I'm chayiv misa on her. It's not pogum. The second teretz said that I'm pogum. And the first teretz also meant pogum. Because an andere achoinim that they couldn't handle the agresi shtikel tere, so they said, no, the first teretz also is maskim that when both of them are chal, it doesn't mean that it's chal in ganzen, it's chal a little bit, so it's pogum. And the Ramban is mashman, the first teretz, both kiddushin adir. And ain't a bedin, you can't win. And the shayla is, if it's an erve, the Teretz says, erve le'achar nefila cannot patter the tzoro. I say, wife, she's in a suah, she patters the tzoro. The Teretz says, an erve is a sphere. A minute. Now that we hear that this is the Ramban, Baruch Ber, kach oimrim b'shem Baruch Ber. It's written a bissel in Sefer, but kach oimrim b'shem Baruch Ber. Barazei, the Ramban now is mamish zis. The Ramban learns like this. Erve le'achar nefile is nothing more to talk. It doesn't matter. The Ptur of Aleo was said b'shas nefile. It makes sense that the Ptur of Aleo was shas nefile. So the whole handle of the sugya was, but while she's the Erve, she's married to him, it's a stire that she'll be married to this person. That's like the Ramban. Ech toitzi mekudeshes lemekudeshes. Mechateisa that this Erve will be mafkeh this kiddushin. Maybe this kiddushin will be stirred to this kiddushin. This is the reason the Ramban explained that one kiddushin doesn't break the other kiddushin. This is what the Ramban means. How the second kiddushin will say, while it's a erve, the first kiddushin will be poka. I mean, I'm kiddushin and you're kiddushin. Mechateisa the erve from this kiddushin can be if it's exeira sakosufun oleo. No, of course. Except for Aduma. Hashem said that Yibum is only Sunday. Hashem said if you're Erve, there's no Parshas Yibum. So you don't ask questions. If the Kiddushin is Chal, she's called the Erve, it's Gzeres HaKosuf. As if it's Gzeres HaKosuf to do one beer, it's Gzeres HaKosuf, he mach min Yibum. That's the Gzeres HaKosuf. But we're saying now, it's no Erve le'achar nefile. It's no Ptur Erve le'achar nefile, be'etzem. If it's no Ptur Erve le'achar nefile, no vos, v'alz is a Erve, it's a Spirit to Yibum. V'alz is a Erve, it's a Spirit to Yibum. So the Ramban, why she's the Erve? Because he made Kiddushin. Mechateisa that this Kiddushin of Bichal and Mafkia that one, maybe Fakert, Mayun Mehai Kiddushin, Mehai Kiddushin. Mainly both of them cannot vow the Erve came Duch Kiddushin. Mayun Mehai Kiddushin, Mehai Kiddushin. Masha'enken, Zog the Ramban, if she's a Nesua, so then the second marriage is already stronger, Fakert. So he says, more Mistaber this one over the first one. Mainly it's Nifka. The Ramban doesn't wish to say, he's asking noch as well. The Ramban doesn't bother him that the Kiddushin are toifs. Not a great Erve. So while they have to win, she's babayis, so she's mighty the other one. The issues, that issues is stronger from this issues. So she's in the Rambam. The man is Ogre Bochber, weiter to the Gemara in Ayintes. It's very posh. In Ayintes, he became a Herve, he became a Ptsua Dako, what's coming down? If he became a Herve, so the Zika has to fall off. Are you asking a Kashi, Bayos is a Shaila? Bayos is taking a Shaila. But then the Gemara meant, while he became a Ptsua Dako, so he became a Herve. If he became a Herve, so the Zika was Poka. So if he both Mahalachim and the Ramban, the Gemara in Ayintes is Herge Shmak. By us, the Kiddushin, for the first Mahalach, is not a Herve. Mashiach B'tzua Dak is a Metzias of a Herve. For the first Eretz, Herve Lach and Nefila B'chlad was in Pater. But the Ptur was, Baal Shiz a Herve with Metzias. Zog the Ramban, my ul mehai mehai. But if someone is a Metzias of a B'tzua Dak, if someone is a Metzias of a B'tzua Dak, the man, the Abad, has to be Mafkir, the Zikr. In the Ritvo, steht der third term. Again, when you read the Ritva al Ponov, the Ritva just says a couple words. But with Rebbe Baruch Ber, the Ritva is the third shita in the sugya. And we'll see enough kamina. The Ritva says that he doesn't understand Kiddushin and Nesuim cannot be Mafki Azikim. Cannot be Mafki Azikim. So Avada, you could say, other he means the first pshat in the Ramban, other he means the second pshat in the Ramban. Mashkova Rishoino Azeid Magihim. Learn pshat in the Ritva. He asks the kasha. He says, no, kiddushin are not mafkiya the zikr. Say kiddushin, say nisuim, cannot be mafkiya. He doesn't explain himself. He could mean, because kiddushin pgumim, he could mean, ma'ul mehai mehai. He says, kiddushin are not mafkiya. So the Ritva asks the same kasha by us. What is the pshat? He says, kiddushin are not mafkiya zikr. But in Dafa Yentes, in the Ritva muchach nishtazay. Because the Ritva says that he doesn't understand how the Ptsua Dako could be Mafkiya the Zika. The Kasha what he wants. Kiddushin cannot be Mafkiya Zika. Or the first answer of the Ramban, or the second answer of the Ramban. Or the Ptsua Dako is a Metzias. He became a Ptsua Dako. So no, the Ritva by us says, Kiddushin are not Mafkiya Zika. Nesuim are not Mafkiya Zika. Or the first Ma'alach, or the second Ma'alach. Because it's a pogum, or because I don't have a koyach, my ulme, or a gzeres berabonon, it can be mafkiya the zikr. But, and that's why in Tess he asks, he doesn't understand, how the Gemara wants that the Ptsua Dak be mafkiya zikr, the man the Omar is zikr, it's not mafkiya. Was vila? Zog the welt, the pshat in the Ritva is poshit. It's like we're going now with a shtickle of different hesda. The Ritva shita is like the Ramban, that the Erve le'achar nefile doesn't part of the Tzorah. Oleo is only b'shas nefile. The Erve le'achar nefile doesn't part of me'ibum, not so. The Erve le'achar nefile doesn't part of. Other what patterns? The Erve is a stir le'ibum. Erve is a stir le'ibum. Zog the Ritva by us. No. Erve is a stir le'ibum if b'shas nefile she's a Erve. But if after she fell a Yibum, she became a Erve, the Zikah doesn't fall off. Because Isho Hiknu Lei Min HaShomayim. You write that an Erve is a stira to marriage. Over a Yevomo that is a Isho Hiknu Lei Min HaShomayim, even if she becomes a Erve, the Zikah doesn't fall off. So nochmal, we had a kasha, she meres, yovam shekinesh ochi vesacho iso, oimrim loy hamten, frek the Ritva, why to wait? After the kiddushin v'toifes, she became a erve. Zog the Ritva v'yashloimar. He says two words, but this is what he means. Erve lach nefila al zeres ha-kosuv, is garnished. But she's a erve. The second one is my wife. She's a chesisho. So what if she's a erve? She's a skuko. An erve doesn't break zike. Zog the razei. Leman de omar ye zike. This is the Lashon HaRitva. Ali me zike kule hai. De loy maska lo kiddushin venisuyim. Leman de omar ein zike. Klish de lo zike. U maska lo kiddushin venisuyim. So the Ritva lo is poshut. Als de oleo shebo. Gzer asa kosu. Doesn't apply la achar nefile. Als de svore. That an erve is a stir le ibu. An erve is a stir le zike. That chelik that an erve is a stir le ibu. And an erve is a stir le zike. This is only when the zike comes. It can't catch, it's wet, it doesn't catch an erve. But after you have a zika, it's isha hiknu le me'ashomayim. As if the Gemara had it said that you can't even divorce her with a get. She's stuck with you. The Gemara had it said, it doesn't help to divorce her. It's isha hiknu le me'ashomayim. While it's isha hiknu le me'ashomayim, the erve cannot be mafkiya. Mele kum de ritvo and dafa and tes. And this is Mamash Lepshat, and he asks the kasha. So what the Gemara wants, that he became a ptsur dako le'achar mefile. Aber le man da omar yezike, ali mezuke kule hai, ve'ech yafki alo erve. This is the ritvo, this is put in ay tes. He's mefarish what he learns. He says like this, what the Gemara is asking? The Gemara is asking a kasha, erve le'achar mefile. So what, aber if we're learning le man da omar yezike, that the zike ali mekule hai, we explain, there's no gzeras hakosu, and the svara also cannot be mafkia. Why the svara cannot be mafkia? The svara cannot be mafkia because lemaise vash is a zike, an erve cannot be a stira to zike after the zike is chal. It only can be a stira to the zike before the zike is chal. But after the zike is chal, it's not a stira to the zike. So why is not a stira to the zike after the zike is chal? So mele frek the ritvo, so what is the gemara's kasha from tzuradako? You write that she became a Ptsur Daka now. Aber Val is given a Zike. And the Zike is Chal. The Zike is Chal. The Ptsur Daka cannot be Mafkiya. If he would learn like one of the different Esberim. What is one of the other Esberim? The other Esberim hold as what? That the reason by us the Kiddush is not Mafkiya, because the Kiddush don't have a Koyach. Because it's Pogu. Because Ma'ul Mehai Kiddushin, Mehai Kiddushin. If this is the Hezber, Ptsur Daka is a Metzias. So that is a mitzvah. But the terrors of the ritual is like this. No. Erve le'achar nefile is no gzeras hakos. It's no gzeras hakos. The only reason that the erve can be mafkia the zika is why? Because it's a stira to the zika. If it's a stira to the zika, Zokter Val ish ikdu le'ashomayim, and it's not a stira to the zika. And I know erve le'achar nefile cannot be mafkia the zika. If Erbel Achel Nefile cannot be Mafkia Zike, but Mele who had been Ptsur Dakel Achel Nefile also cannot be Mafkia Zike. So Kumtois, again, you have to know how to miyash with Avches. So Kumtois, we have Lemaise and the Rishonim now, three as Beirim. Why when you make Kaddish Achoiso, you have to wait? Why we don't say that she became an Erbe the Yevomo and the Mele she's Mutter? One Hezbo we have in the Ramban, Be'etzem the Kiddushin HaToifes, Obar Mai Ul Mehai Mehai. And we explain, Avada it's Toifas, Abel Maise Erve Lachar Nefile doesn't patter, and Stama Erve Mayul Mehai Mehai. We have the second verse of the Ramban, that it's Toifas, but it's a Shvachere Erve, because Lemaise is Zike, so it's not Erve Gmuro, this is the reason it doesn't patter. And if you don't read for it, it is a Erve Gmuro. But Erve Gmuro Lachar Nefile cannot patter, because Gzirasakosus in Ishto, Gzirasakosus in Ishto. And another reason is, after the Mitzias, that she's an Erve, is a Stir Le'ibum, after the Zika is there, you can't break it. This is the Avon of the Ritva. The Tesis Rit, I want to come back in a second to the Nafkiminis. But first I'll say the Tesis Rit. The Tesis Rit and the Memalef, so, Lemaise, if we make a Sikum a second, till here, from all of the Shikis. Why Lemaise, I'm Shemer Siyobim Shikidash Ochi Besachoy Zoy, Oimim Loihamte. Lefi Teisves, be'etzem the Kiddushin HaToifes in Gansen. The Yevome is Ois, the first Malach in Teisves. But with the Rabbanon, they tell him it doesn't look nice to make an Nisuim. But be'etzem, everything is Nifka. Lefi the Rashba, we said, with the Raisa, it's Nifka. But with the Rabbanon, they answered it. With the Rabbanon, they said, that ain't Kiddushin Mafkiim Zike. But with the Raisa, be'etzem, Sigonish. Be'etzem, the second one is the wife, and the first one is Potter in Gansen. With the Rabbanon, Lefi the Rishayim, no, it's a Svor de Raisa. Now, after that, we have two mahalchim in the Svara de Raise. It's Kiddushim Pgumim, Ma'ul Mehai Kiddushim, Mehai Kiddushim, and if you don't read more, it's Teufels in Ganser, but it's an Erve Le'achar Nefile, and Zike Le'achar Nefile doesn't matter. The Tesis Rit, and Daf Mem Dalet, and Daf Mem Aleph, he asks also the Kasha. What is going on here? The Maisa Yom Mekadosh Ga'achoyso, the Kiddushim HaToifes, she became an Erve. What is the Avon in the Sugi? What is the Avon in the Sugi? Zog the Tesis Rit. It's come up what we said from the Rashba. But the Tesis Rit speaks it out. Klore Diburim. The last three lines. It's a big Tesis Rit. Zog the Tesis Rit. אבל ריסובה, יש זיקה. כל מה דאמרינן בקידושין דאירייסה, אמרינן מדרבונן בסקוקו. מדרבונן בסקוקו כאילו is mamish's wife. So לו יצויר דייבומה would be his wife. מדאירייסה קידושין מונה בתויפס הנחויסו. So מדרבונן קידושין ענה תויפס הנחויסו. כי איך דאין קידושין תויפסים באחויסי של דאירייסה, או חנמי לא יתפסי באחויסקוקו מדרבונן. ספר לו why they didn't do אפקאינו already. She's mamish ערב דרבונן גמורו, and מדרבונן דקידושין ענה תויפס. ומשום אוכי, לא עם אפקינן קידושין זיקה דידי, כזה מדרבונן, כאילו she never got married. ומאל, שנתחליץ, חמוד לזה, מדרייסה, you're right, this is my wife, the Yevoma is Gornish, מדרבונן, שבכלל is not my wife. דקידושין ענה תויפס בכלל מדרבונן. דקידושין בכלל ענה תויפס מדרבונן. אז אני זוכת. What? No, I didn't even have to be swim. You don't wait. אז שיעשה אוכי חומייס. אני זוכר כאילו מפריע, זה בקידוש נחל המפריע. אז אני זוכר בפייס עשרי. מה לא אומרים על יסד, מדרבונן אין קידוש שמפקיעים זיקה. לא, את מפקיע אין גאס, מדרבונן שזדה ממארית. מדרבונן זה קידוש של ענת אויפס. השאל את תרס לפייס עשרי. I want to say, השטרקן נפקמינה. אני צריך להגיד, I have a big ויכוח דוד, מתעל הראש השירס. But I think I'm right. Forget. Let me have a covered Shabbos. Let me talk in a minute. If someone finds that is good, you're very sorry. Let me talk in a minute. I want to ask you as a child. You have to hold copper stickle in the chetinze, but then after kaminis amamish poshut and tepelah, we'll start like this. A person marries three brothers and three sisters. Two brothers and three sisters. One, two, three. Marcus Leichter were the names. So the first two brothers are married two sisters. Yeah. The first brother dies. So 1, 2, 3 are married to is 1, 2. They're married to 1, 2. The first brother dies. So she falls. So his wife, she can't fall over to Yibum to number two because he's married to the sister. But he could fall. She falls to Yibum to number three. Right? Went number three and married the third sister, the Pnuya. So he was Mekadesh Achois Kukosei. Right? The wife of the first brother fell to Yibum to him. So he went and he married the third sister, Achois Kukosei. So Aimulay Hamten, it's not Mafkia the Zika.
No, Hamten,
my brother. So he's not allowed, he has to be Khalid. You're right. So you're not allowed to marry him. He's not allowed to marry him. Now the second brother dies. The second brother dies. So now that wife also falls to Yibum to the third brother. Right? Now the third brother is already married to one of the sisters. So I'm asking, the wife of the second brother needs chalitza or she's potur on chalitza? What?
What?
You got a case with another one? Chalitza or un-chalitza? Reuven, Shimon, Levi. Some people numbers are not good. Reuven, Shimon, Levi. I'm married to Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven, Shimon, Levi. Reuven and Shimon are married to two sisters. It's Reuven, Shimon, Levi. And it's three sisters. Reuven and Shimon are married to two sisters. Reuven dies. Shimon can't do Yibum because it's Achoy Zishtan. But Levi could do Yibum. Levi goes, instead of doing Yibum, he goes and he marries another sister from that family. Kiddushin. So now, the first Yevoma needs a Chalitza from him, because the Kiddushin are not Taifas and Gansa, this is our Sugya. So, now the second brother dies. So the second Yevoma also falls to Yibum. Yibum for sure he can do, because he married his sister. She asked if she needs a chalitza or she's potu b'lo iklum. She's potu b'lo iklum or she needs a chalitza. I'll be masked. L'chure et stolui in all of the tirutzim. I'll be masked. L'fi teisus l'moshul, poshet that she's potu b'lo iklum. Because before she fell, I was already married to the sister. Taisa said by Yosef, I'm married first, Avadish is Potter and Gansen. The whole problem is if I get married in the middle. But if I'm married first, Avadish is Potter and Gansen. I will go Lefita Moshe, Lefita Ramban. I'm a super career. Why? For the second teretz of the Ramban. The Kiddushin of the third one, the Ramban said, were Kiddushin Bgumim. Because they didn't catch in Gansen. Because she was a Chois Kuka. So the Kiddushin were a broken Kiddushin. So she's not an Erve Gmura. If she's not an Erve Gmura, maybe she cannot pater she cannot pater her sister. She's not the same thing she didn't pater the first one, because she's not an Erve Gmura. Right? That's the shayla. She's not an Erve Gmura, only a Fazei Vait? That's the shayla. That's the shayla. She's a Vada Eish Tish, but why she's not an Erve? We say it's Pogum. So this is the shayla. It's Pogum only clapping them, or it's even Pogum in Gans? I don't know. That's myself. This is my Vikuach. On the Marshal, if the longest in the Ramban was, we said because Erve Le'achat Nefila doesn't part of the Tzol, if you're the first Teretz. Here she's for sure Erve already Kaidim Nefila. But, that's a kind of good. It's a portion that Nefila Teisus Reed, she will need Chalitza. But the Teisus Reed said that the Rabbon and the Kiddushin were not Teifas. Teisus Reed said that the Kiddushin were not Teifas. As they didn't Teisus Reed. Because with the Rabbonah they didn't let you to make this marriage, so Kiddushin were not Teifas. So Nefila Teisus Reed, she will need a chalitza. What? Second sister. The Kiddushin in the third one was not Teufel.
The first sister fell first.
The first sister made that the third sister's Kiddushin with the Rabbanon was not a Kiddushin. So you're not married to the third one. So when the second one dies, you're really not married to the second.
You're married to the first.
I'm not married, didn't do evil.
So it's
Zika. Zika doesn't part from chalitza. I want to be masbir only. I want to be masbir. But it's not only a shein and afkimina, it's a name of the ganze sugya, it's always cheshven the sugya. It's eichet achoshe v'zach. But it's a pele, because the pshat, we have one sugya, we have one aloche. Kuntois azeis, all the rishonim only said different mahalchim, how to be masbir the sugya. If these are the terutzim and afkiminas, kumois afkiminas ledine. Not only nefkeminis and echetimtze. What is the hezber and the sugya? The Rabban zok tazay hezber, hezok tazay hezber. This is berim, ulma meshaf on nefkeminis. So don't know, lemaise, I don't know if we'll be mastic, and tesis and daf tazayin, and daf zen tesis and daf tazayin, it's a shtikl hashlomah to the ganze inyan, and our mizgeres, we have to go weiter to start Sunday, the next Mishnah, of a Shabbos, efshar I'll be here, efshar we can zusammen, אפשר רבן דו
ברמבן פשטר זה תלוי אם אתה אומר יש לך ימים תמיד אז 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 אז